This is Unqualified Parenting.
If you're looking for tips on parenting,
relationships,
self-care,
or just need someone to relate to,
you've come to the right place.
We may be unqualified,
but our info is anything but.
It's a show full of parenting failures,
parenting wins,
and some amazing guests.
I'm Jen, a full-time bio mom and part-time stepmom.
And I'm Cody, a dad who recently remarried and has full custody of his daughter.
And we're here to bring you our unique perspectives from our two very different blended families.
Hi, Jen.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm both. I'm happy, sad.
You're both? There's only two feelings.
There are.
Just two allowed. Happy or sad.
Yep.
I'm both.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. I say we just come right out the gate with it and just let everyone know this is like our final episode.
Yeah.
The only reason why I say it so like right off the bat is because I hate it when like podcasts drag it out to the end and then at the end they're like, oh, this is it. This is the last one. Bye, bitches. And they just fucking disappear into the darkness.
Yeah, and you're like, why? But hold on, what's going on?
Yeah, butthole.
Or they don't ever post a last one, and then you're left wondering, did they die? What
did they
the fuck
each
happened?
Other?
What is happening?
Were they ghosts? Did we hallucinate the whole thing? So, Jen and I have come to the decision that this is probably our last episode. And not because we don't love podcasting, and we don't love doing this, it's just... my God, our lives have got to the point where, like, I'm no longer really a parent. Like, Aubrey's off. She got a job, y'all. She has her learner's permit. She's driving. Like, I am no longer parenting. I am sitting back and going, oh, shit, did we do this right?
You're just reacting.
Just reacting. That's all we're doing. And that's all you can do with a teenager. Hope that you established a good base, like a tan. Right? It's like going tanning, right? You hope you establish a good base, and the next time you're out in the sun, you're not going to burn.
Oh, white people problems.
Yeah. Yeah, you brown skins, and you're easy tanning. And
we just tan, and that's
I really do. When I go all out in the summer, like I haven't done it in a while, I get that burn first. Like, don't give me any suntan. Like, I need that burn. That's my base. And then I'm going to build on top of it. It's going to even out. Yeah.
That's funny.
But yeah, we're kind of at a point in our lives where, like, I myself, I'm not really parenting. Aubrey's basically an adult. She's going into high school. And we don't have any young kids. We're not going to have any more kids. We're kind of looking forward to going back to being honeymooners and not having to worry about a kid.
Empty nester soon.
And Jen's life is literally getting ripped apart beam by beam in a couple of months, which is going to make recording incredibly difficult.
Yep. I'm expanding. Instead of moving, we decided let's just add on to the kitchen because that's the only problem with my house. That's the only problem. The dining room fits barely four.
It's like... Jen is a hostess. That is what she does by nature. She has people over. That's her drug. Like, like for a lot of like people got their drugs. Jen's is hosting.
It is.
And her kitchen can fit single file six people. Single file. And so what do you guys do? You guys are blowing out the whole back wall.
Yep. Yeah. And yeah, usually when I host, I have to do it in my basement because I kind of made like a party room down there so that it's got a big table where everyone can sit at and enjoy themselves. But whenever you're going to get food or drinks, it's like, oh, excuse me, I have to squeeze by you. And it's a nightmare.
Like the rest of the house is like really spacious and it's cool because it's like four levels, but they're like... I don't know.
It's a split level.
It's pretty cool. So
it's like two levels, but then you split those two levels in half slightly.
Split
so you have
them
like
again.
Six stairs.
It's like Pimp Your Ride. We heard you like split levels. So we got you split levels on levels on levels. But yeah. Exactly. So blowing out that wall, opening it up to the living room, it's going to absolutely change. Like I sent Jen a text. I was like, I'm literally trying to imagine what it's going to be like, and it's going to be so dope.
So awesome. But I'm I can't record during that. And we might have to move temporarily because we're not going to have a wall. We're not going to have a kitchen.
So Jen's going to be partially homeless.
Yep.
And we just kind of decided that like we took the last season really slow. We didn't release a lot of episodes. We just tried to gauge how busy we were. And even and honestly, that was a little much.
It still felt like so much work because we have so much going on in our lives.
Yeah. Podcasting isn't easy. It's not a paid gig for everybody. As much as we would love for this to be a paid gig, that just, I don't think it felt right for either of us. Like we did a sponsorship in this last season. It kind of went weird. I don't know. I wasn't a fan of the way it went. But yeah, we never really wanted to sell ourselves out. And honestly, our goal was to have one person email in and say, holy shit, you helped me out on this one thing.
Yeah, and we actually had
a lot of that.
Yeah, which was nice.
It was really cool. And we had doctors, and we had therapists, and we had authors, and we had all these people you and I never reached out to that reached out to us to be on our show, which was really neat. And
yeah,
felt a little creepy at times because I don't know, when you open yourself up to the public, you don't realize that, oh shit, you open yourself up to the public, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
But so go ahead.
I was going to say, I think it'd be good to like give an update on members of our family just as kind of like a closing, like, oh, this is what's going on with this person as they ride off into the sunset.
So I murdered everybody. And now your turn.
The end.
Let's see. Since you've last heard of us, I took my family to New York for a week. We went with Mikkel's parents and her brother and his wife. And it was awesome. It was so cool. If no one's had a chance to get out to New York, it's one of those places that, like, when circumstances all fall in line for you to go to New York, you go to New York. And you enjoy it. The people are amazing. Everyone wants you there. They want you to have a good time. And I think Aubrey found their place. She didn't have to worry about the clothes or anything. She just felt there. Like, I belong here. Like, wow, you leave Utah and it's like the judgment stops. And as long as you're not the homeless guy we passed in the subway that was butt-ass naked and pooped on the sidewalk, you're doing fine. And so I think she's probably planning doing art school there for maybe a year or two, which I think is like perfect. That's absolutely amazing. Perfect for her. But we had an amazing vacation. It was so fun. We did so much stuff. We walked so much. I show people, when people ask how the trip was, I show them my like step counter on my phone for like the day before. And I was really proud the day before because I hit my step goal. My step goal is like 3,200 steps. So like, I don't know, walking around your house for 30 minutes. And I hit it at like 3,600 steps. And then the next day we were in New York and I ended the day at 26,000 steps.
Holy crap. Because it's amazing.
It's just the most walkable city you can go to. We had fun. We loved it. Mikkel and I bought art. We bought like a cool oil painting we can't wait to frame and put up in our basement. So yeah, we had this amazing trip to New York and it was a good reset for everybody.
That's awesome.
Then I came back and got fired from my job. I got fired in the middle of the night via email with no reason.
That's fun.
Do you know how big of a dick move that is?
That is a dick move. If you're a manager or have any power to fire anyone, don't do it in the middle of the night via email.
I got fired by the owner who I went to earlier that year and said, you can't fucking just fire people randomly. You got to do it face to face. You've got to respect people. You can't just fire them randomly for bullshit without at least sitting them down and thanking them for their time. I got fucking fired. So that means I had plenty of time to focus on recovery after having my back fused. So here I am. I am almost six and a half weeks after having my back fused. And guess what, everybody?
What?
My pain's kind of gone.
What?
It's almost gone. Like I've got some
That's amazing.
Pain from, like, I have four screws in my back and it looks like a jungle gym a little bit. They added a lot of height. I might have added about half an inch to my height, which is kind of crazy. That's how collapsed it was.
Wow.
You don't do that without putting pressure on other spots. So I have some nerve pain, but man, it is nothing like it was. Like, it's...
That's so awesome.
Knock on wood, I don't want to tempt fate, but yeah, doing good. I've been able to work on my basement, and we're getting it done, and building some fun shit, and built an awesome office that my wife and I could both work in at the same time.
That's amazing.
But yeah, I think that's an update on me. An update on Aubrey. She got a job this summer. It took some pulling teeth to get her to be on board with the idea of working. But luckily, we live up in an area that has tons of high school age kids, so a lot of the local jobs are very high school friendly. So she's working at a cool little drive-in diner called Whatever, because I'm not going to tell you. And it's really cool. So she works about every other day, and she's got a paycheck coming in every other week, and we set her up with a checking account and savings account, and yeah, she's kind of learning her way. And we went and got her learner's permit about a week ago, and 3 days ago she drove home from work, which was kind of scary, so but luckily, like, it was at 11 o'clock at night and I'm with her, so there's no one on the road. But I think she's gonna do well. She's pretty good at driving. But
awesome.
And then Mikkel's just kind of kicking ass at her job and working hard and helping people battle cancer and helping research. And yeah, that's kind of where we are.
That's awesome.
Sounds where are like you guys?
Good things on the horizon.
Yeah.
Well, my stepdaughter, Lily, who's 14, she also got a job, which is crazy and awesome. I'm also not going to say where, but she she loves it. And I really feel like it's helping her confidence, because she also was very nervous about getting a job in the beginning, and she had to go through the interview process and get trained and everything. And yeah, she said it's so much better than sitting at home all summer. Yeah. She would much rather be working, so that's great. My daughter, Finley, she's 5 now. She's going to be starting kindergarten. We finally figured out her mouth breathing and snoring issues, which I've talked about on here, I'm sure. Her tonsils are like giant. There's barely any space back there. And her adenoids are really big, which... it's going to change the way she talks after she has it removed, because the doctor mentioned that she could hear she talks nasally and that she could tell without asking that she was a mouth breather.
She's going to come out of there like Barry White. Mom, I need a hot chocolate.
So yeah, she's going to be having surgery, which is scary. You know, it is scary, and I don't love it, but at the same time, I'm glad that there's a solution to her constant snoring and not being able to breathe very well. Like, that's a scary problem to have. And I found out also she's going to be in full day kindergarten.
Yes.
Which means for the first time in 5 years, I won't be paying for a daycare.
It's a huge pay raise. Like, that's so a huge awesome. Pay raise. That's like getting a bonus at work.
It's amazing. So I'm really, really excited about that. My husband's doing great. He's, you know, accountant and working on the house constantly. He always has projects going on. We worked on the bathroom recently and tore down the fence between ours and the neighbor house because the excavator wouldn't fit underneath my carport. So we asked the neighbor if we could tear down our fence in between because it would fit over there. Which, so now we just...
Props to you. You've got the chillest neighbor.
I know, right?
The chillest neighbor. Their neighbor offered, they were like, hey, no worries, whatever you do is cool, just let us know what our half is. What? They offered, what? You have the chillest neighbors. Yeah, we needed a new
fence really bad anyway, so they're probably just happy to see that fence be gone. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the fact that it's going to be open between our yards for who knows how long is very cool of them. I'm very grateful. So yeah, we have a giant excavator in the back of my house right now. And if you were to step out of my back door, pretty soon you will fall into a 9-foot hole. So pretty sure one of my kids will fall in there and break
something. One of them?
Or me, or I'll fall in there.
You'd fall in first and then they'd fall in after.
Yeah. So yeah, just lots going on, lots of projects. I'm doing great. I love my job. I've also been working on the house and just parenting, and I've trying to get my book published. I've sent it to...
I'll publish it.
Thank you. It's about time.
What does it take to publish it? What do you need done? You tell me.
I need a literary agent too.
I got you. What do you need? What do they do? Just tell me. I got it.
They get the book in print and
done. I can print it out. I got a printer right here.
Okay. And then sell it to lots of people.
I can read it too. People tell me I'm good at reading. I'm pretty good at reading.
You could do the voice acting and record the audio.
No, because you'd want the whole thing done in an English accent.
That would be amazing.
Cheerio.
So yeah, I've written a few books this year, or not this year. Yeah, actually this year, but I started last year, but written a few books, and I really want to focus on that and get them published.
You should self-publish on Amazon.
I want it traditional so that it's at the library, it's on Audible. Right. Like want it everywhere. You start
self-publish on Amazon and then
you have to self-promote.
But that's what the guy did with the Martian. He fucking put it up there for a dollar, and people went, "Yeah, this is dope." Now,
but he also had a blog for a long time.
Now he's got a movie.
Yeah, I just want someone to do all that. Also, I want to be told like this is good enough to publish. You know what I mean? Like, there's pride in traditional publishing.
It's good enough.
Thanks. Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Not that I'm against self-publishing, but traditional. You get paid right away when it's traditional, too. Yeah. They hand you a check and are like, here, we want your book. Whereas self-publishing, you pay a bunch of money up front. I'm already getting a kitchen. I don't really have money lying around.
I'll spot you.
Okay.
I think I got $100, I think.
So, yeah, I'm. Hopefully you'll see my book come out in the next couple years. That would be awesome.
And then we'll
start to do with parenting.
A new podcast called Unqualified Authoring.
Unqualified Epic Fantasy Novels.
Perfect. That's a title of a writer right there. That's how you know she's a writer. That's a good title. Well, here we are.
Yep.
So this is what I say. This is what I say we do. I'm going to leave the podcast up. There's no reason to take it down. I think there's some good info, and I think there's some bad info too, which is valuable. It's valuable to know that there's bad info in there, and it's valuable to know that you can, I don't know, disagree with some of the stuff in there. I think I'm going to leave our emails open. If you have a question about anything parenting, email us. Both of us have we have the email account on our phones and our laptops. We see an email come in, we both get so excited.
We love emails from you guys.
I'm leaving the emails open. If you need advice, or if you want to give us feedback on an episode, or if you want to ask us anything, please email us at
hello@unqualifiedparenting.com.
I'm going to leave the website up for a while. If you guys would like to see us come back at some point, let us know. You can hit us up on Instagram at
Unqualified Parenting.
And email us at the place that she said earlier, the hello@unqualifiedparenting.com. And maybe we'll come back as something else. I don't know. I don't know what that would be. We'll just kind of see. So yeah, we're still here. We're still floating around. If you need us, we're always available. You can always email us.
Yeah. Don't be scared to email us.
And we'll just kind of see how things go. I don't know. I don't know where we end up.
Yep. Only life will tell.
The page is left unwritten. Is that song? What is that song? staring at the blank page before you open up.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Door. That song?
Yes.
Yeah. That was awkward. Cool. All right. Well, I think this is the right button to hit. It's probably going to blare out your headphones, huh?
That's okay.
I'll just stop it. You don't need to do that. That's unfair. Anyways, like we said, if you want to email us, if you want to get in touch with Jen and I, feel free to email us at
hello@unqualifiedparenting.com.
Follow us on all the socials at Unqualified Parenting. And for me, I say thank you for riding along with us for as long as you did.
Thank you, guys. We love you.
And Jen says,
you have survived another Fortnite effect.
Won this season. God damn it.
All right. May the sleep be with you.
We'll use
that.
Both.
It? Was that
it? May the sleep be Fortnited to your mom.
Forever.
Boom. Yeah. All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Unqualified Parenting is written, produced, edited, and hosted by Jennifer Jones and Cody Reese, with special thanks to our families and listeners for making each episode possible.